GFF. I'm Lauren, the host of the Good Gluten-Free Grub podcast. Living with celiac disease has required constant adapting, and I am here to share how I live and love my gluten-free life and how you can too. I'm excited to be your new gluten-free friend. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Welcome back, my gluten-free friends. I have a great guest episode for you guys today. If you listened to last week's episode, they were the podcast sponsor for the week. The company is called Ruvi, and I am interviewing Amber Benson. She is the co-founder of Ruvi. Amber and Jason Budge are the co-founders of Ruvi. It's a fruit and vegetable company, and I have an interview with her today that you guys get to listen to that tells you more about their mission behind Ruvi and how you guys can get access to Ruvi and get a discount especially as well. These two, the co-founders of this company, are very passionate about health and wellness, and I just thought it would be a super great fit. As I personally use Ruvi, my kids love it, we drink it, and I just wanted to give you a chance to learn more about it and get it in your homes, get it in your mouths, and feel the benefits of just eating more fruits and vegetables every day. So enjoy the interview with me and Amber, and I will talk to you after.
All right. Good. Welcome, Amber, to the Good Gluten-Free Grub podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Yes. I'm glad I'm here at the Ruvi headquarters. So we have a lot to discuss, talk about Ruvi. Tell us what Ruvi is and what led you to creating Ruvi. I know you're the co-founder. Tell us the story of Ruvi and how it came to be.
Okay. Ruvi is fruits and vegetables, freeze-dried into a powder. So, and I hate to demonstrate, but I'm demonstrating
because it, okay.
It makes it so much easier. So fruits and veggies, whole fruits and veggies, because it's freeze-dried. So if you know the freeze-drying process, it's like whole pieces that are ground or freeze-dried, and then we grind it to a powder.
Okay.
So inside this packet, you have, I think, 9 fruits and vegetables and nothing else because it's freeze dried. So you don't need preservatives. You don't need sugar. Yeah. You don't need really anything else. So with Ruvi, I think the easiest way to use it is in a shaker bottle. You just make a quick and easy drink with a little bit of water, or if you want milk or plant milk. But really, you can use Ruvi in any way. You could throw it into a super smoothie. You could throw it into a brownie mix. You could, a lot of people like it in yogurt. So kind of just stirred in.
Makes it colorful. Yes. The kids think it's like a delicious, colorful smoothie, but it's packed with fruits and veggies.
Yeah. So it's half your daily servings in every packet.
Okay.
That's what Ruvi is. So how we started it is so fascinating because my partner owns one of the largest freeze drying company in the world. And we noticed after runs of freeze drying spinach or broccoli was the big one, that there would be all this powder left over.
Interesting.
In the freeze dryer. So it's like, well, we'd kind of collect all the powder and then not know what to do with it and end up throwing it away. But freeze drying produce is so nutritious.
It's like its purest form, right? It's like when you're eating a freeze-dried product, it's like you're eating, like none of the nutrition gets taken away in the freeze-dried
just
process.
Just the water.
Yeah.
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 So we were just brainstorming a lot of what can we do with this powder? can we make some drinks out of it? Would we need to add other stuff to freeze-dried spinach or freeze-dried strawberries to make it really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we started blending things together in the powder form and started sampling them and noticed like, this is amazing. This is so good. We're not going to have to add anything to it. People could drink this with water on its own and it's going to be delicious. And so that's kind of where it began.
Okay.
And how we started just blending things up in the kitchen.
And it's great because there's no food waste, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There was this food waste and it's like, what do we do with this extra powder? And now you're finding a way to eliminate food waste. And I know like on your website specifically, you guys talk about how so much food goes to waste just in our homes every single day, mm-hmm. right? Like I can't tell you the amount of bad spinach bags, bad spinach bags that I have such high hopes that I'm going to eat this whole Costco size thing of spinach. What am I thinking? Why do I think that I can eat all of that?
It's so hard.
Or, just even like bananas, sometimes they go bad so fast. And luckily we can freeze bananas, but there's a lot of fruits and vegetables that I'm like, it's just on the edge of not quite good. And so then I'm like, ooh, I'm too nervous. And I throw it away, And so this is a great way to eliminate food waste and get your fruits and vegetables in on a daily basis, which is really hard for a lot of people, including myself. It's a hard habit to form, and this is making it so simplified and so easy. And when someone's already making like a smoothie for their kids, or they're making a protein shake, like I've used this in protein shake form and in smoothie form and popsicles for my kids.
Yes.
Yeah. We've used it in a lot of different ways, and all the, let's talk about the different flavors and the different flavor profiles and what they're called.
Yeah, we have four different. This one is clean, and I call it sweet greens. There's no flavor additives to it. So it's like, well,
just the flavor of the fruit and vegetables. Whatever.
So we try to like come up with, what does it really taste like? I really like, think this one tastes tropical. There's and orange and kiwi I taste in there, but the pineapple comes through, the mango.
And I love snacking on freeze-dried, like freeze-dried pineapple. Like I would like buy a bag of just freeze-dried pineapple and just eat that. And I thought it was so good. Well, so having that blended up in there, it's such a good taste.
The other day, we were filming some content with some little kids and some of the powder spilled. And I saw the, like they kept trying
like
to eat
dip.
It, like a fun dip, the powder. And then there was another one where the little kid like licked the table because of the powder that was there.
Cute.
So we did some more content where we cut the top of the bag off and then let kids just kind of dip their finger in and eat it like fun dip.
Yeah.
And it's delicious and it's fruits and vegetables. So
yeah, that's great. I'm like, my kids, I'm kind of anal like about sugar, and my listeners know this. I'm a little bit of a granola mom, and I'm really particular about what my kids eat. And so I'm like, my kids have never had a fun dip. They don't know what that tastes like, but I'm like, I could introduce this as like a fun dip, and like you can like dip even the idea of dipping an actual fresh fruit or vegetable
it's a great
into
idea.
It.
I was like, what is the stick? I couldn't think of a stick.
Yeah, so. Like something that wasn't just sugar or something, but
yeah, a little apple slice would be really good,
apple
right?
Slice, and then they get to have the colors come out, and
it's sort of
it
like dipping
fun.
Your vegetables in something, and it makes it more fun, but yeah.
I'm going to try that with my kids and see how they do. I mean, they'll drink the powder in like a protein shake.
Yes.
And we do. I know on St. Patrick's Day, you guys did like a shamrock shake and use the green powder.
Yes.
And you just mix that into a vanilla protein powder and add a banana if you want, or add whatever, you know, you would like to add to it. But we just use vanilla protein powder and then throw that in. And I feel so,
so
much better
good,
about
easy.
My kids getting.
And then they're getting protein. They're getting half of their servings of fruits and veggies. They're getting probably a little bit of fat from the protein powder. So it becomes a complete meal, and you made it in 30 seconds.
Yes, literally.
And you can feel good about it.
Yeah.
So, so we have the tropical, we have a tart.
That's my favorite one.
This is one of the little kids was like, this tastes like sour candy when they were licking it. And then the sweet berry, which is really delicious as well. There's, I think blueberry is the number one ingredient, and who would think to have a blueberry drink or a blueberry shake, but this one is delicious as well. So you're right on with the food waste. I mean, this morning I was sitting at my desk and looking at a banana I had brought in like 4 days ago, and I'm really picky with bananas.
It has to be perfect.
Yes. And I was like, why did I even bring it? I've got Ruby, and I will drink Ruby way over an old banana. And so I don't want to throw that cute banana away yet. So I'm going to make a smoothie or something, but the reality is true. I mean, every other week I'm digging into the produce drawer and throwing away half bags of stuff that I just didn't get to. And I know a lot about produce. I know how important it is, but I'm like everybody else. It's hard to get to it all.
Yeah.
Hard to plan well.
It's a lot of, you have to be very intentional
yes.
with your eating. And if you don't have good eating habits, Ruby can be a really great way to just, I don't want to say sneak them in, but for some people, they genuinely do not like fruits and vegetables, or they have a really hard time, or their kids won't eat fruits and vegetables. Yeah. And when, like, I think I have a nephew who he came over to our house for a sleepover, and my husband made chicken nuggets and carrots and he wanted more chicken nuggets. And my husband said, if you eat one carrot, I will let you have more chicken nuggets. And it took him like 15 minutes to eat one carrot because it was just like, he just did not like it. And so there's, you know, obviously listeners probably have kids who have a hard time with fruits and vegetables, but like take this green one, for example, the sweet greens, it's the detox gut health one. This has grape, Fuji apple, banana, zucchini, cucumber, Granny Smith apple, spinach, kale, and moringa. So you're getting a wide variety of different sources of fruits and vegetables, which is great for your gut.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for your gut microbiome, good for your brain health. You know, there's so many benefits too. And we were talking to the other co-founder downstairs before we started the episode, and he was just saying how, you know, the the need that people have for this is so great. But then there's all these success stories of Ruby. So tell us about some of the success stories of people using Ruby and how they felt different.
Well, it was funny when we were developing it, we thought, well, okay, it's fruits and vegetables. It will help with the long-term diseases that all the studies are done on. Eat more fruits and vegetables for heart disease, or eat more fruits and vegetables for diabetes, or for different big cancers, and and we thought, yes, we need that. We want people to live longer, but nobody's going to feel anything short term because it's fruits and vegetables. But we were proven wrong pretty quickly. We got our early samples into the hands of some friends and family, and had them, drink one every day, and then take a survey at the end. And we thought it was all about taste and trying to figure out the vegetable to fruit ratio. And at the end, we thought, well, let's just throw in a question about how do you feel. And it was amazing. Within like 9 days, 8 and 9 days, people are like, oh my gosh, like I can go to the bath, like my digestion is working. I can go to the bathroom now, like because there's full fiber in these. So energy is also a huge immediate benefit. Who knew fruits and vegetables give you energy? And it's not like a sugar hit kind of energy. It's like sustained energy. Your cells are feeding on the nutrients in fruits and vegetables, and they give you lasting energy. Brain health, like it's banishing brain fog for many. Weight loss is a big one. When you fill up with fruits and vegetables, you tend not to eat some of the other things, but there's also nutrients that support healthy metabolism. And who all of these vitamins and minerals in fruits and vegetables affect every system of your body. And it's not just long term, it's the short term things. So yeah, immune system, I don't like. Yeah, there was illness going around my house, and my husband and I are the most regular with this. It's a little harder to remind the teenagers to do it all the time. And he and I did not get sick
That's
because of all the fruits
great.
and vegetables and the nutrients in there. So, so many health
So
benefits.
many great benefits.
We had some gluten-free folks been using it as well, and it's really we've heard stories of autoimmune and being able to kind of elevate and help your immune system be a little smarter and through some of those episodes. I don't want to say boost immune system because that might be bad for autoimmune, but it makes your immune system run the way it's supposed to, feeding the gut, which influences the immune system. So,
Yes.
yeah.
And I mean, for my listeners, if they listened to the episode with Dr. Torres from a couple of weeks ago, he talked about having a wide variety of fruits and vegetables in your diet. And this is a great way to do it. This is, if you are listening and you're like, did I eat a vegetable yesterday? Which I even, like I said, I had told Amber earlier that this was my girl's dinner last night. Like, my girls went the whole day. Like it was a busy day. We had friends over. We had appointments. It was just a really busy day, which is a typical day in my household. And so it's like my kids have their handful of ones that they will happily eat. If I have raspberries on hand, they'll eat them. If I have strawberries on hand, they'll eat them. If I fully slice a cucumber, cut it up, peel the skin off, they'll eat it, right? So like those things take time and energy when you're a mom and you're busy, and this is just such a great way to get them in. So like it was bedtime, my kids were in the bath, and I'm like, my kids literally have not eaten like anything great today. Like, and not to say that I let my kids eat a lot of junk, but I'm like, it was one of those days where I'm like, nutrition just was not happening today. And that's going to be the case for so many of us, where it's just like nutrition did not happen today. And so they're in the bath, and I made a protein shake with this in it, and my girls drank the entire thing.
Love
And they don't know that they're eating zucchini and moringa
it.
and kale and spinach and all those things, right? Because I feel like with these specifically, when I do them in a protein shake, the overpowering taste is the vanilla from the protein shake. And then you have the taste, but to me, I'm not like, this tastes like I'm just drinking fruits and vegetables. And with the protein shake, I have type 1 diabetes, so I'm very conscious of my protein and making sure I pair my carbohydrates and everything with a protein and with fiber and things like that. So if you're someone like me that days go by and you're like, have me or my kids had any fruits or vegetables today, you need to have Ruby. So Ruby comes in these little single serve satchels. So you can bring them on vacation, you can bring them on the airplane, you can bring them everywhere. They'll fit inside your little Lululemon bag. So
All you need is water, and a shaker bottle's better, but you could put it into a water bottle. A wide mouth is easier than kind of trying to pour it into the little one, but I love it for travel. There's so many use cases. The other day, my cute 6-year-old niece, the sun came out and it was warm, and she brought her little camp chair out onto the, she lives next door, onto the lawn. And she's like, yes. And then she walked out with like 7 granola bars and stuck them in her camp chair. And I was like, you hungry? And she's like, yeah. And I knew she just went into the pantry and grabbed a snack, right? And I thought, oh my gosh, how cool would it be to have Ruby lined up right next to the granola bars for the 6-year-old who could make a drink, because you don't need a
Shake it
blender.
up and it's a
Just shake it up.
juice.
Yeah. Or even do the lick a stick, right? You just pull the top off and
I'm
eat
gonna
it.
try that. Like, I'm gonna be licking it to see how it tastes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, your 6-year-old can do it. We have, wide mouth shaker bottles, and
Yes.
it's like fill it up with water, pour the packet in,
Yep.
shake it up, and you have a juice that you can drink that is full of fiber
Yep.
and nutrients, good nutrients for you. So it's an easy way. Like, Ruby has simplified
Yes.
getting your fruits and vegetables in, right? And that's what we
Yeah.
need. We live in a busy world, and we're busy.
Well,
Our
that's what I was going to say. You're not unique. The statistics are that 9 of 10 people don't get enough fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And then when you dive into the study, like the research even more, it's like, well, actually 1 to 3 year olds get the most fruit of any age group, and over 70-year-olds get the most vegetables. And then in between, we're doing terribly.
Right. We have decades of
Yeah,
just
I
not
know.
taking care of ourselves.
So and another study came out that said 40% of children did not have a vegetable the day before, like when they were taking the study. And
Yeah.
so it's we just don't aren't getting those opportunities to eat fruits and vegetables. Fast food is a reality, and we do fast food. I have a 13-year-old boy. He's
Yeah.
starving all of the time. So we run through the drive-through, and it's like then I put the Ruby Shake next to it because
You gotta have this.
you're
You're
not
like,
getting
please drink
vegetables at the
this.
drive-through. But he loves Taco Bell. I know, sorry, but I'm like, okay, there's beans, he's
Some
getting some
ground
ground
beef.
beef and a tortilla. It's nothing worse than I'd make at home. But let me give you the Ruby with it,
Yeah.
and it's rounding out what he's eating. And so it's the easiest thing. That's like our mantra is we want to make this easy
Yeah,
for
well,
people.
and I'm a consumer, and I find it to be easy. Like,
Yeah.
I think that it's easy for me as a busy mom that runs
Yes.
my own business and does a lot. Like, I have a lot on my plate, and this makes my life easier. And I feel better about my food choices when I eat Ruby, because some days it's not happening.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not
Well, and kids,
happening.
it's fun. Like sometimes with my 13-year-old, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna chop up some vegetables for you, or you can have a Ruby. And he's like, Ruby.
Oh, that's
Okay, then
great.
you pick the color. And so you're giving him choices,
Yeah. And the
and it's
branding
fun.
is so cute and colorful. It's like it's so inviting. You look at it and you're like, these are gonna taste great
Yeah.
because they're so colorful. And it's like, if kids have the choice and they're looking at all these bright colors, that's fun and exciting for them,
Yes.
instead of like a white satchel that just like has the name of the
Yeah.
branding is darling. So
Yeah.
well done on the
Oh,
branding. It's
nice.
very, very cute. Which one's your favorite?
You know, it changes. It's actually interesting. Your brain sort of is drawn to the colors that you need in your diet, even in the supermarket, and maybe you don't recognize it, but when you walk into the produce aisle, you'll sort of be drawn to those colors that you need. So it changes a lot. Right now, Boost is sounding good, maybe because it's starting to warm up and it feels summery. I always love clean. The green one is just, and that's interesting. I don't know if we mentioned that by nature, these different colors do different things for your body. And every fruit and vegetable is going to be great for your gut. But the dark berries and the dark fruits and vegetables, like eggplant, or we don't have eggplant in ours, but what's the vegetables? We have zucchini and broccoli. All those things are so good for the brain, but especially that blueberry, acai, blackberry. Lots of studies that show dark berries help your brain. The red fruits and vegetables are great for your heart and cardiovascular system. We have the clean one, which is really great for your gut, but also vegetables that help detoxify, help support your kidneys and your liver. So really helpful in just keeping those things tuned up, which we really need because of
Yeah.
everything that we're exposed to. And then Boost is really, we call it Boost, but it's great for your immune system, your skin, hair, nails, with all the B vitamins that are in those orange fruits and
So
veggies.
the Boost one is the immune support and skin one. It's got banana, carrot, mango, peach, pineapple, butternut squash, kiwi and orange. So yeah, lots of tropical fruits in there. It does sound very like here in Utah, like we're getting some sunny days, which is like we're all kind of crawling out of
Yes.
the seasonal depression that comes in the winter here
Yes.
in Utah. And I have felt like just yesterday my girls were like, "We want to sell lemonade." And I'm like, "Okay.
Oh.
I guess we'll sell
Yeah.
lemonade. It's 57 degrees, but we'll sell lemonade." And
Yeah.
so the colors are really inviting, and that Boost one seems very like, oh, it's like a nice refreshing summer drink. And I feel like you can add this to all sorts
Yes.
of different things, not
We
just
have an
water or
amazing Orange Julius recipe that calls for the Boost one.
ooh, fun.
And I should mention on the first order, well, if you do the subscription boxes, which is by far the best way to do it, it's like fruits and vegetables always on hand, right? But you can go in and pick your flavors.
Okay.
Having all four is the best, but I always say the fruits and vegetables that are the best to eat are the ones that you will eat. So
Yes.
if you don't like the green one, then don't order the green one and eat the others because you're still getting, 15 probably fruits and vegetables in those other three. So pick and choose, but on your first order, try all four because you never know what ones you're going to love.
So people can subscribe, and is that the most affordable?
Yeah.
Subscribing is the most affordable. So you guys can subscribe to get a, what are the options for subscription? Is it monthly? Can they choose bi-monthly, or can they not bi-monthly? Can they choose every
Yeah.
other month? Like, what's that look
Yeah.
like?
So every 30, 45, or 60 days,
Okay.
we have a 14 pack, a 28 pack, and 42 pack. If it's more like the family's using it, then grab that 42 pack. We set ours up on this hutch in our kitchen, and people just pick from it
Okay.
all month long. And then we do, you can get it one time as well. So it just the
Okay.
price is a little more expensive that way, and they're smaller packs, but
Okay. And they can build their own pack.
build your
So if
own
they're like,
pack.
we just love the orange, you can just
Yes.
order orange, and
Yep.
that's what comes every time.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's great. So you guys can get Ruby and learn more about Ruby on their Instagram and their website. Are you guys on Facebook, or are you, what are your social media?
Yes, Facebook and Instagram at Get Ruby. We're actually on TikTok now, and that one's at
Yay.
Drink Ruby.
Okay.
But yeah,
And I'll put
you'll
all of those in the show notes so people
perfect.
can click the link. And then I also have a discount code for Ruby that you
Yes.
guys can get an additional discount off a one-time order or a subscription order. I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yes.
And give Ruby a try.
Yes.
Get more fruits and vegetables. It's going to help improve your health drastically. And I know so many of my listeners have autoimmune disease. I would say almost all of my listeners
Oh,
have an autoimmune disease.
yes.
And whether that's Hashimoto's or whether that's celiac or type one, you know, and when you're immunocompromised, you need extra help. You need all the extra help you can get, and getting a good variety of fruits and vegetables in your diet is going to improve your health
Yeah.
drastically. So Ruby can help you accomplish your health goals and make you feel better and make you feel good about giving it to your kids and feeding it to yourself. So check out Ruby, go to their Instagram, their website, and is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, just that it's clean too. I know that when you have struggles with diet, you can't eat certain things. Ruby is just so clean because of the freeze drying.
And
It's
it's just
just
those,
fruits and
like
vegetables,
nothing else
nothing
added.
else
No
added. Yep.
preservatives, no added sugars,
Yes.
nothing.
Yep. So
So,
that's
and that's
at least one thing you don't have
important.
to worry about. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on
Yes.
the
So
podcast. It
fun.
was so
Thanks for doing what you
great.
do.
Of course. Well, I hope everyone has a wonderful gluten-free day, and we will talk to you next week.
I hope you guys enjoyed the episode with Amber. All of the information that you need to get a discount and to sign up for a subscription or even for one-time purchases to try the product is going to be in the show notes. So go ahead and hop over there for the show notes. In the show notes for that information, you can follow them on Instagram and head to their website. I'll be sure to link all of that. And again, thanks for listening and have a great day, guys. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a rating and a review. I would love to connect with you on my other social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok. My handle is at Good Gluten Free Grub.